Now, suppose your family owned a house or a camp on a quiet, largely undeveloped lake. Every year you fished, swam, and water skied on the lake that was also shared with loons and other wildlife. But then a privately owned dam at one end was breached. Nearly half the water drained, the lake level dropped by more than 4 feet, and the place you loved completely changed. As Susan Sharon reports, that's the situation facing property owners along Clary Lake in Lincoln County, where a 6-year dispute with a now bankrupt dam owner has left them high and dry.
Just about every day of the summer, George Ferguson of Whitefield takes his small boat out on Clary Lake. It's about 3 miles long and nearly a mile wide. And every single day, rain or shine, Ferguson measures the lake's water level. During the winter, he breaks the ice with an axe to get to it.
I grew up on this lake. You know, I went swimming, I went fishing. I was a fishing fool as a kid. We had canoes and rowboats, and I just grew up on the lake.
But the lake Ferguson knew as a child, the same one he now lives on with his wife, is not the same as it was even a decade ago.
From out here, you can see the black stain on the rocks where the water should be at this time of year or when it's full.
Along Clary Lake's shore, boat docks are stranded several feet above the water line. Small sandy beaches that used to span a dozen feet now span several dozen yards. A public boat launch can no longer be used by motorboats. And Elodea, a water weed once kept in check by the lack of sunlight when the lake level was higher, now chokes out the swimming hole in front of Kelsey French's family cottage.
And it grows up so high, if you go out in the water, like it's like walking through hedges in the water, and it's creepy and disgusting, and a lot of people don't want to walk through that to go swimming.
French worries about little kids and others getting tangled up in the weeds or stuck in the mud. And Ferguson, who's the secretary of the Clary Lake Association, says the fluctuating lake level hasn't just affected property owners. It's dried up an adjacent marsh and degraded the lake itself. For starters, he says, it's less transparent.
Corresponding with the decline in transparency is a rise in phosphorus, which is the primary plant food for algae. And we've had some really severe algae blooms in the past few years.
Clary Lake property owners say the water level crisis dates back to 2011, when a small privately owned dam at one end developed a hole in it. Dam owner Paul Kelly says it happened during Hurricane Irene. His company has since filed for bankruptcy.
I genuinely feel for the people who have houses around the lake. This is an ongoing tragedy that should have had a resolution by now.
Speaking by cell phone, Kelly said he had every intention of fixing the breach after it happened, and he says discussions were underway to make that happen. But Kelly blames the Department of Environmental Protection for taking the unusual step of issuing a water level order, requiring him to make adjustments that he says he couldn't afford, especially for something that he says provides a public benefit. And so Kelly challenged the DEP's authority to set the order. The case is now slowly working its way through Superior Court.
You know, we understand the concerns of the citizens. We want to see the situation resolved.
Melanie Loisem is the deputy commissioner of the DEP, who says the department has tried unsuccessfully to negotiate with the dam owner. The department has also proposed significant fines against him for failing to comply with the water level order. But Loisem says that enforcement action is also tied up in the ongoing legal dispute.
The court action will ultimately achieve some resolution. Unfortunately, it's not as quickly as everyone would like.
Members of the Clary Lake Association have also tried unsuccessfully to negotiate for the purchase or repair of the dam themselves. Ferguson says, ideally, the town of Whitefield, where the dam is located, should own it. And Malcolm Burson, president of the Clary Lake Association, says if there's one thing that's clear, it's that so far, the law hasn't been on their side.
You know, to me, it still comes down to the fact that under Maine law, an individual can control the level of water in a water body that's used by hundreds of other people and not be accountable to them at all.
Briefs are expected to be filed in the challenge to DEP's water level order this fall. Depending on the outcome of the case, there could also be an appeal to the Maine Supreme Court, which will mean an even longer wait for a resolution on the lake. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.